Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we would love to share this time with you. If you have a question from the Bible, if you have some situation in life that you're working through and just can't get a handle on, well, we'd love to hear from you and discuss it on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. You can come right into the studio and speak directly with us. Again, that's at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're making the case for grace, and boy, Paul sure makes a strong case in his letter to the Romans, particularly Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8, and that is a resource that we want to put in your hands. I did a teaching series through the book of Romans, and we've taken Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8 and put them together in a single CD series called Making the Case for Grace. So we want to put that in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. And certainly we need your help as we close out 2020.
Yeah.
We would love for you to come and partner with us in getting this good news out to as many people as possible. And we would love for you to do that here in the month of December so we can finish strong and be ready for a new 2021.
Which would be strange to say after 2020.
That's exactly right. I know many of us are really looking forward to that calendar change when we can say we're out of 2020 and in a brand new year. But if you could help us, we would greatly appreciate it. A gift of any amount will be a significant gift to Basic Gospel as it helps us get this good news out to as many people as possible. But making the case for grace, in Romans chapter 6, we see this. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And this is Romans 6, starting in verse 3. It says, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. So here we see the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we believe, when we put our full weight of trust in him, then we're identified with Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Mm-hmm. So our old man has been crucified with Christ, it's been buried, and we've been raised a brand new creation. And this new creation was raised to walk in a new way of life. Now, he goes on to kind of give some, you know, some practical implications of that. It says in verse 9, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again, and death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we were once under the control of sin. Sin was our master. Sin was pulling the strings of our life, so to speak. So we followed the ways of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. We were slaves to sin. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees. Well, when we come to Christ, we die in Christ. So that that power that sin once held over us has been broken. We have been released from the power of sin and death, and we have been raised up. So we died in Christ, we were buried in Christ, we were raised up with Christ so we can walk in the newness of life. So sin has no power or control over us anymore unless we willingly give it power.
Mm-hmm.
But that power has been broken by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the fact that he has raised us to walk in the newness of life. So let's consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to Christ Jesus. Now, when we do that, when we make that reckoning, so to speak, in our minds, it just changes our entire perspective on day-to-day living.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to defeat sin at every corner, we move our focus over to trusting the Lord in every corner. And that is a huge paradigm shift.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is a 180-degree turn as far as our attitudes toward life are concerned. So we're not in the business of managing sin. We're not in the business of trying to get it out of our lives. Christ has already dealt with that once for all. We need to consider ourselves dead to sin. And when we do, we can shift our focus on the fact that we're now alive to God in Christ Jesus, raised to walk in the newness of life. So let's get our focus on this newness of life. And when we get our focus on the newness of life, we recognize that this is a life that is fueled by grace and is carried out through faith from beginning to end. So that's what Paul is trying to get us to understand. We've died in Christ. We've been raised to walk in the newness of life. That newness of life is by grace through faith in Jesus.
Bob, thanks for those thoughts as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. Friends, thank you for being with us. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That, of course, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And just to kind of underscore as what Bob was saying, friends, when you make your December gift, we want to send you a copy of Bob's latest CD series. It's called Making the Case for Grace. It's a hard look at Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. And it's our way of saying thank you for your support, for your gift of support this month for Basic Gospel. Again, you can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of Making the Case for Grace.
Yes, and I would like to encourage some folks to jump on board with us today. We sent out a mailing and several weeks ago before Thanksgiving that should have hit mailboxes right at the beginning of the month. And I know in many parts of the country, those letters have not been delivered yet.
Yeah.
So if that's the case for you, if you could go to the website, basicgospel.net, and make a donation online, that would be of great benefit to us.
Indeed.
We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in O'Fallon, Missouri, with our good friend Brad, who wants to make a case for grace in his life. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
How you doing?
We are well. How about you?
Oh, I'm great. You know, I may take a moment here. The case for grace started in my life 60 years ago. And for the first 14 years of my life in Christ, I knew nothing. Okay? But as I've grown, I know that grace was at work from the very moment. And I went through all sorts of different denominations, Methodist, Catholic, Assembly of God. And then in June of 1987, I was introduced to People to People, Bob George, Bob Christopher, Bob Davis. And from there, I started learning. And every single day, grace is at work. But grace means more to me, more today than it even did yesterday. But it's because I was introduced to Andrew Farley and his grace ministry. And just, I encourage people to just be patient, because grace will become very evident as you grow in him and you grow to know him. And
well, Brad, that's a great point, and I think it's something to really underscore for our listeners, the fact that when grace begins a work in your life, grace is going to continue that work. It never stops. Once grace starts, it never stops. That's just the nature of the grace of God, as we see in the person of Christ Jesus. So this grace life, this walk of grace that we're in, gets more precious to us every single day as we grow in that grace and grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, grace is has had its mark in our lives in saving us, taking us out of death and delivering us into new life in Jesus Christ. And that grace is going to continue to empower us to live as children of God in this world. So it is a wonderful, wonderful reality that we experience by faith in Jesus.
May I say one more thing?
Sure.
I know there's a lot of people listening. There's people on YouTube, Facebook, and just listening on radio, and they've heard me before. And I'll tell you what else Grace does. People have heard excitement in my life, excitement in my voice, enthusiasm, and that all comes from Grace and freedom. I can't help it. I mean, it's just something that comes out of me, and I love you guys dearly. I love all the listeners, and just keep listening. I encourage you, keep listening. Listen to Andrew Farley, Basic Gospel. There's no two better grace-based ministries in this entire country. I've looked, I've searched, and I've listened, and I don't need to go anywhere else. And I just love Basic Gospel, and I love you guys, and have a great day.
Well, thank you, Brad. Thanks for your call. Thanks for sharing your case for Grace in your own life. We sure appreciate that. And
thanks for being a brother in Christ. Yeah, thanks for being Brad.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
absolutely. We love you, brother.
Well, let's go to Kansas and talk to Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Well, doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you today.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you. I haven't really got to talk to you in a while. I don't know how it came to be. We were in class and we was talking about doing paintings of pictures. And I basically come up with a certain special saying now I use is by grace through faith, with faith expressing itself through love. And I come to believe that Ephesians 2:8 part, if you read Ephesians 2:8, 9, for it's by grace you have been saved through faith, not anything of yourselves, the gift of God. You can't boast about it because you didn't do nothing to even earn it. I look at that as a basis or a foundation to live by. And if I look at John chapter 10, it's really we're in a sheep pen. And so I connected by grace through faith with faith expressing itself in love, with the faith expressing itself through love is Jesus himself, because he did it his whole life. And he's the shepherd for us with the sheep. And so I kind of paint them two pictures together. And of course, faith expressing itself through love is Galatians 5:6. If they wanted to know, everyone on the internet or whoever's watching or listening, it's beautiful to put these two together, because when you show Jesus as faith expressing itself in love, that's really all that matters that we do in life is express him in love, or express love itself, just like he asked us. And yeah, to draw a beautiful picture of John chapter 10, it's amazing if you, like you were saying earlier about in Romans, living this new way. Well, the new way of life is that, expressing Jesus or expressing love through our faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's even another illustration of that, Tracy, and that's the vine and the branch. You know, he's the source of life. We're just branch. And when we're attached to him, and that's what happens when we believe, when we put our full weight of trust in Jesus, we're attached to him. And his life begins to flow through us, and we begin to bear the fruit of his life in this world, and it changes everything, doesn't it? And
yeah, it does.
Yeah,
yeah, because our focus before we come to know Christ, we don't have that. I feel like that we don't have that living spirit in us to help guide us. We're just on our own, just lost. But as soon as you come to receive Christ and receive the Spirit, now you have a guide. Now you have something that actually helps you every day, daily, 24/7, 365. It doesn't stop. And that's a big assurance. I mean, that's the biggest thing in the world to have.
Yes,
really.
You're...
I mean, without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, you're nothing. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, apart from Christ, you can do nothing. So,
and
that's what we were talking about at the top of the broadcast, the fact that we died in Christ. Before we died in Christ, we were controlled by sin. We were under sin's power. And so the things that we wanted to do, we didn't do, and the things that we didn't want to do, we did anyway. And that was sin living in us. But that power has been broken, and that relationship with sin has been severed. We've been divorced from sin. And that's good news. And we've died in Christ so that we could be joined to Jesus Christ and experience that new way of life, that freedom from sin and death, and that freedom to truly express the life of Christ in love toward others. So, Tracy, beautiful pictures and a beautiful testimony, and just so grateful that you're a part of our lives and that we've been able to be a part of your life and your journey in Christ as well.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll just let the viewers know, because I know I've said it before, but if it wasn't for you coming to our church and preaching, I probably wouldn't be saved. That's why I always say thank you for your ministry. Thank you for sharing the true grace gospel, because people want to know the truth. Yeah, I was saved through when Bob Christopher shared a message at our church. The next day I was saved through your guys' ministry coming to our church. So, yes, it does make a difference, and I appreciate everything you do.
That's the power of the gospel, Tracy, and glad that I was able to be the voice communicating to that, and your ears were opened, and that just makes it all special. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Bob. Take care.
Hey, you too. God bless you, my friend.
With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We have open lines, and we have plenty of open lines, as a matter of fact. Have time on the clock at 844-322-2742, again in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New York and talk to Evangelique. Is that right?
It's actually pronounced Vangelique.
Vangelique. Well, nice to have you with us, Vangelique.
Hi.
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but I don't get why God would like I think it's a good thing that he sacrificed his life, but like why would he sacrifice his life if he knew that if other people were in his shoes, they wouldn't do that. Like they would tell like. Okay, so if it was, like, somebody else, right, like, if it wasn't God in that position, they would say, I'm not the child of God, right, because they wouldn't want to get killed. So I'm just torn between, like, why would he do that? Like, I get it's a good thing, but I'm just, like, not sure.
Great question.
Yeah, well, Evangelique, the reason he did it was because he loved you and he loved me, and that's what he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Evangelique, what God wants for you is for you to experience eternal life, everlasting life, so that you can have hope beyond the grave. So that's why God sent his son into the world. Now, for you to have eternal life, you needed to be cleansed, you needed to be forgiven of your sins, and you needed to be made righteous. Well, all of that happens through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. The writer of Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So God wanted you to be saved. God wants you to experience eternal life. God wants you to be in relationship with him, and he wants that because he loves you. And so he sent Jesus to do all the things necessary so that you could have eternal life, so that you could know God the Father and experience that relationship. So that's why Jesus did what he did. So you needed to be cleansed. I needed to be cleansed. Everybody needs to be cleansed. Our sins need to be forgiven, and Jesus' blood accomplishes all of that. So he's redeemed us by his blood so that we could be restored to that relationship and have new life in Christ. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that really helped. Thank you.
Well, have you ever come to know Jesus personally in your life? You sound like you're a deep thinker, and you're really kind of weighing all these things together. And I just think the world of that. That is fantastic.
I'm just like I don't really know where I want to go in life, and I'm trying to like get closer to God so he can help me. And like, I'm not really sure what I should do now at this point. So I just come to you guys, and you guys actually really help a lot.
Well, good deal. Well, can I put you on hold and send you some information, send you some resources, send you a book that I wrote called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And it has a lot of my thinking about all the various questions that we ask, some of the things that you've just asked, and maybe you'll identify with it.
I'm sure you've heard of my sister Lila de los Santos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she got the book, or is it like a different book?
No, that would probably be the book. So grab it from her and read it.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. And you call us anytime and bring these great questions, because they are fantastic and they're really worth kind of wrestling with and looking at the Word of God to come up with some answers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye, have a nice day.
Hey, you too, and Merry Christmas.
And say hi to Lila for us.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sweet voices. Two young ladies there that are asking really, really pertinent questions.
I love it.
We're just delighted to hear from them.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we had this call, Bob, that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hi there. It's Karen again. The other question I have is, if the enemy can't read our minds, thoughts, and feelings, which is good, but the Bible says for us to pray for one another. But then when we do, the enemy will know them because we're saying them out loud, and then can't he use it against us? Thank you guys so much.
Well, that's a good question, Karen. And, you know, he may try. He's always trying to use things against us. He's always trying to come up with evidence or with stuff that he can bring to us to accuse us and to cast doubt on the truth of who we are in Christ Jesus. That's just what he does. Now, I love the fact that you know that he can't read your thoughts, that he doesn't know you personally and intimately. He does know some basic things about humans. He does know that they can be deceived. He does know that they can succumb to temptation. So he just keeps throwing stuff out there. But yes, it's not beyond him to try to use anything and everything against us. But we don't really have to worry about him, because God can answer prayers, and he does answer prayers regardless of what Satan does. So your prayer to God isn't going to change what God is going to do for you, no matter what Satan tries to do with it. So don't give too much credit to Satan. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. Pray without ceasing, present those requests to God. He hears and he answers according to his will, and that it will not be thwarted by Satan in any way, shape, or form. So have the confidence in the power of God to work in your life, and don't worry so much about Satan at all.
Karen, thanks for reaching out. Good to hear from you. Hope that's a help to you. Friends, if you haven't done so already, we hope you'll subscribe to receive our daily devotional. It arrives in your email inbox every morning to offer truth and encouragement as you prepare to face the world for the day. Visit basicgospel.net, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click Send Me the Daily Devotional to connect with God's love every day through the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional. And thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, I hope you'll join us as we continue in our Friday study series centered on the study guide Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. That's tomorrow on Basic Gospel, and I hope you'll be here. And to all of you who support this ministry in prayer and in giving, thank you. We really appreciate it, and it's what keeps Basic Gospel on the air and online. And when you make your December gift, we're going to send you a brand new CD series by Bob Christopher. It's called Making the Case for Grace. It's a walk through the heart of the gospel, Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8, where you'll discover the joy of a relationship with the one who is full of grace and truth. And we want to send it to you with our thanks. To make your gift, click Donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Making the Case for Grace. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and I hope you will be with us again tomorrow for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.